Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Missouri leads the nation in business creation, according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data. State Department of Economic Development spokesperson Amy Soussaint says Missouri is focused on bringing more high-tech and bioscience businesses to the state.
Those are nationally very fast-growing sectors where we also have the most bang for our buck, shall we say, because they produce the highest-paying jobs. And so we want to make sure, again, that those startups and those small businesses working within those industries plant their roots right here in Missouri.
Governor Nixon says in 2013, most states experienced a decline in business startups, but Missouri had a 16% increase. Missouri has been awarded nearly $3 million in federal funds for ethanol expansion. Governor Nixon says the USDA money is designated to install as many as 171 renewable fuel gas pumps throughout the state. The attorney for a Southwest Missouri man says he was put in prison for just thinking about carrying out a mass shooting, even after he took steps to keep himself from committing such an act. Donald Cooley told the state Supreme Court that when his client, Blake Lammers, had thoughts about hurting people with his rifles, he gave them to his girlfriend's father.
He did have thoughts of obviously doing something, and he did everything he can at the earliest step possible to dispossess himself of those weapons.
The state argues Cooley might have only been keeping his mother from knowing he had the rifles because she didn't want him to have guns. The court is being asked to reverse Lammers' convictions and 15-year prison sentence. A Southeast Missouri high school teacher is accused of raping a female student at school. 52-year-old John Mullins of Gatewood is charged with felony counts of rape, sodomy, and sexual contact with a student. The alleged victim said Mullins assaulted her at the high school in Naylor. Police are still looking for a registered sex offender accused of abducting a fourth-grade girl from a bus stop in northeast Missouri's Trenton yesterday morning. 30-year-old David Wayne Maness is charged with enticement of a child, sexual misconduct, and child kidnapping. He reportedly coaxed the girl into his vehicle, saying he was a friend of her mother's. He let the girl out unhurt after she said she would tell on him. Two Osage Beach Fire Protection District firefighters have been honored for saving victims of a deadly condominium fire in August. Captain Stephen Lucas and firefighter Jacob Schwartz were honored by the district's board of directors and the fire chief. Four children died in the blaze. And Game 2 of the World Series is tonight in Kansas City. The Royals beat the Mets last night 4-3 in 14 innings. The first pitch for tonight's game is 7:07. This is Missouri Net News.